They're kind of greenish. I mean, greenish yellow.
I'm talking about.
No, I don't think it's a very good description. Okay, lima beans.
Lima beans, okay. Yeah.
Oh, now this, the kind that you eat the pod and all.
Green beans.
Now the tops of turnips, if you cook them and eat them, you say you're going to have turnips.
Turnip greens.
And if you sit at somebody's store for lettuce, you'd say, and you were telling them, you know, that you wanted two, you'd say, well, bring me two.
Two heads.
The outside of an ear of corn is called?
The shuck.
Mm-hmm. Okay, the kind of corn that you eat on the cob.
Corn on the cob.
The thing that grows at the top of a corn stalk.
Mm-hmm. Corn silk.
Okay. All right. Silk's on the right. That's part. Okay. Then there's another thing.
You're talking about the very top.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's the same name as the thing that hangs down on a graduation cap.
Tassel. Yeah.
Okay. A large. Okay. Thing that you make a jack-o'-lantern out of.
Pumpkin.
Okay. And a type of small yellow crookneck vegetable.
Squash.
Okay, do you know any different types of squash?
Okay, summer squash, zucchini squash. That's about all.
Okay. Name some different types of melons for me.
Okay, watermelon, honeydew melon. Have you ever heard of a mush melon?
Mm-hmm.
Is
that the same as a cantaloupe?
I don't know if it is or not. It might be. I don't know. And cantaloupe. That's all I can think of.
Yeah, I've heard of it, but I don't know what it is.
Yeah.
Okay. There are things that will come up in your yard after rain, little umbrella-shaped things.
Mushrooms.
And the kind that you can't eat are called?
Poisonous.
Yeah.
Oh, is there a certain name for
have
these?
Have you ever heard of toadstools?
Toadstools, yeah.
Okay, somebody had something, they had a sore throat and the inside of their throat was swollen. He said, well, he couldn't eat that piece of meat because he couldn't
swallow.
Okay. What do you call the things that people smoke?
Cigarettes.
All right. And then the big brown ones are called?
Cigars.
Okay. If somebody asks you about doing a certain job, you'd say, sure, you know, you want them to know that you're able to do it. You'd say, sure.
I can do it.
Mm-hmm. And then if somebody said, well, now, if you didn't think you were able to do it, mm-hmm. then somebody said, can you? And you'd say, no, I
can't.
You ever heard someone, okay, if, I'll put it a different way. If there's an accident up the road, mm-hmm. And you might say, well, there's no need to call the doctor because the person in the car, by the time we got there, the person was
dead?
Yeah. Would you say the person was already dead? How would you say?
I'd probably say already did.
Okay. Now, have you ever heard anybody, not yourself necessarily, but have you ever heard anybody use the expression done dead?
No.
Or done anything? It had done.
Like he had done. Gotten it already or like that. Yeah, I've heard that.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. If you were talking about like a plant that you had growing, you might say it seemed shorter than you thought. You know, you might say, well, this time of year it you know, or you say this thing's not as tall as it
should be.
Mm-hmm. Okay, somebody might say, I'll dare you to go through the graveyard at night, but I'll bet you dare not or don't dare.
I'd say I bet you wouldn't dare.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Suggesting the possibility of being able to do something, you might say, I'm not sure, but, like talking about the future, you say, I'm not sure, but I
think. I can.
Okay. Would you ever use I'm not sure, but I might could.
But I might could. Yeah, I've used that before.
I'm not sure, but I'm.
Yeah, I might be able to.
Okay. Now you might tell a child, it looks like you're doing something you
you know, you might say, you better be careful, looks like you're doing something
you shouldn't do.
And you might say, will you do it? And then if you didn't want to, you'd say, no, I
won't.
Okay.